Steve Tarrant is one of the best blokes in the world. Do you know what? Steve Tarrant squares up even when he wins bets. We had a little wager on the State of O earlier this year, and of course my team lost, so I fronted up with what we had wagered, and hello, he surprised me by coming back with some taonga from the sea. Steve Tarrant is the General Manager at Aotearoa Fisheries. Today and tomorrow is the annual seafood conference at Te Papa in Te Whanganui Atara. And, of course, the sector is facing many challenges. Steve Tarrant's with us for a kōrero about that. Hey, Steve, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you, Stephen. Thanks for that generosity, Steve. Appreciate that.
I was so surprised that someone from the media actually fronted with their bets. I couldn't believe that.
Well, I couldn't believe that I lost the bet but won the cray. So there we go. That's a lovely story. I'll celebrate it for life, mate. Hey, Steve, I see you're one of the speakers here. It's a very important hui in 2023. So just to set the stage for our cordial, can you tell us what you're hoping that this year's seafood conference will provide you with going forward and how it might improve the mahi that you're doing, Steve? What are you looking forward to about this hui?
Oh, there's two or three things that you do. The key is that under the Seafood New Zealand restructure, we're looking to develop a strategy for the future. You know, part of that falls out of the Industry Transformation Project plan that's in front of Parliament at the moment that the Minister has agreed to and signed off. So there's some excitement around, so what does that mean? And that for me is around a collective approach to the future, a blueprint for us to work to. And also, you know, for me, very important that, you know, as you mentioned at the start of the conversation, that, you know, it's some tough times ahead for, you know, New Zealand in general, but also the seafood industry now. But the seafood industry does a hell of a lot of good stuff. And for me, this conference is about celebrating the stuff that we do well, focusing, you know, talking about and improving on the stuff that we don't do so well. But first and foremost, you know, actually sitting down and taking a moment and saying, you know, the amount of effort and economic impact, the support that we give the communities around New Zealand, you know, let's celebrate that for change instead of being beaten up every day.
Tēnā koe. So there are certainly some positives. Māori have a strong interest in the fishing sector. Is that protected? Are we growing? Are we shrinking? Are we selling? Well, give us an overlay of Māori involvement in the sector, please, Steve.
There's no two ways about it. That the Māori influence in the sector is growing all of the time, and so it should. That's what the treaty and the settlement was all about. And for us, you know, it's about us making sure that as custodians of the roles that we've got, that we create the platform and the structure where Māori can keep growing in this industry. It's an industry that's dear to our hearts, and we've got to make sure that the opportunities, when they come along, we're in a position to take up those opportunities, because, you know, we are the true custodians of Tangaroa. And so, you know, we've got to make sure that we are in those positions, and it's exciting. You know, it's the one true industry where the true influence of Māori is growing, and will continue to grow to a point where, it, you know, the responsibility and accountability for the future of this industry will sit with Māori.
Tēnā koe, I see that you are one of the speakers on day two, Steve, celebrating our coastal communities. What's going to be the gist of your kōrero?
Oh, just first and foremost, they've obviously run out of speakers if they've got me up there, Dale.
It is
about celebrating, you know, what we do, you know, and it's coming from a Moana perspective, but obviously it's also about the wider seafood community, because we do tend to operate in small communities throughout Aotearoa. You know, we are from the far north right down to the deep south, right out to the Chathams. So, you know, we've got a footprint and an influence that we have responsibility for with a massive amount of coverage. So it's about celebrating, you know, the support we give, the economic impact that we have, and the wider economic impact. So there was an economic and social impact that, you know, that is derived from creating those business and employment opportunities.
Tēnā koe, let's talk about some of the issues here localised, actually. And that's the Gulf bottom trawling. Now, we don't know who's in fact trawling. I don't know if Aotearoa Fisheries, Moana or the like are. But then there's also issues about the age of our fleet, which might suppress moves to ban bottom trawling. I see the door is still open for that practice in the Hauraki Gulf. Environmental groups, Hoha, as you can imagine, give us a bit of an update here. Changing technologies, ageing fleets, bottom trawling in the Gulf. Just a few things to comment on, if you will, please.
Yeah, thanks, Dale. You would have seen just recently the announcement from the Ministry around the extension of the MPAs, the Marine Protected Areas and Special Protected Areas in the Hauraki Gulf. You know, we support those. You know, as a 100% Māori-owned organisation, we understand the precious nature of the Tonga, which is the Hauraki Gulf. And, you know, in a number of years, Moana has, you know, our fishers have focused on improving how they operate. Our fishers, it's worthwhile noting, I think I might have said this last time, Dale, that, you know, they talk about bottom contact. We only bottom contact 3.5% of the 12 nautical mile in the Hauraki Gulf, you know, in Iwi Mai 1. And, you know, if you think about that, then you align that to what happens on land. There's a significant difference. We continually look to lighten our harvest footprint, you know, with innovation. And your comment around the age of the fleet, you know, we are always looking at ways and means of improving how our fishers operate. And we had an international expert, Stephen Ayres, he did a project and looked at what we were doing as from a Moana perspective. And his report's on our website, and he's also speaking at the conference. And he was very, very surprised and very pleased to see all the innovation that's already occurred within our fishers around trying to lighten our harvest footprint, but also, you know, the attitude and the intent of our fishers moving forward. So, and that's another part of the ITP. So, you know, it is a shared fishery, you know, and unfortunately there's a segment of our population that believes it shouldn't be a shared fishery. We believe it's, you know, it's in our treaty rights to have a shared fishery. And, you know, if they expel it out of the Hauraki Gulf, all it's going to do is put pressure on other areas. And so it's very important that people understand the full picture.
We're heading into an election. What political manoeuvres would assist the fishing sector of Aotearoa? And are you anticipating some sort of political tautoko going forward? I see Barry Soper is hosting a session looking at politics, and others will as well. But what needs to happen politically to support organisations such as the one you oversee, Ewha?
Yeah, I think the key one is clarity and certainty. If you think about our industry, it's a tough gig at the moment, as with a lot of industries. We saw, you know, industry in general in New Zealand, you saw Wishbone going to liquidation today, which is, you know, very, very popular and, you know, very good performing business historically. So the times are tough. So from an industry perspective, it's about certainty for investment. You know, you talked about our fleet. You know, the fleet needs replenishment, so that takes capital, that takes certainty around, you know, the access, the volume, what our fishers can actually have certainty to get capital support from us and from the financiers. So for me, it's around the certainty and clarity from the parties on, you know, how they see our industry and the importance of our industry. You know, and that comes back to my comment before around the support and impacts we have around Aotearoa in the community, small communities. You know, let's not throw all that under the bus. You know, I think that our export number last thing was about 1.6 billion. And we employ thousands and thousands and thousands of people across Aotearoa, and we provide financial and economic benefit to a significant number of communities throughout our country. So it really comes back to that certainty and support.
Well, I hope the conference goes well. It's a really important sector, obviously. Quite disappointed that an offshore fish farm was seemingly blocked. Ngāi Tahu were looking to invest here. We must eventually run out of fish if we keep fishing in the way that we do. What would you say of conservation practices within the sector, or the potential of fish farming both inshore and offshore going forward, Steve?
Firstly, Dale, I'll challenge on your comment around running out of fish. Our quota management system in New Zealand is seen as world class, and it has shown and proven how we can manage the health of our fisheries. So, you know, I believe that our quota management system will allow us, without doubt, you know, along with tweaks and all that sorts of thing to that system, to allow us to continue to have healthy fisheries. The question around open ocean aquaculture, it is disappointing, particularly for one of our shareholders who has, you know, invested significant time and effort and obviously money into that when the government was, you know, very, very clear on where they saw aquaculture, you know, becoming a $3 billion industry. So it's a difficult one, you know. So how do we actually balance the views of some people and then help the economic strength or growth of New Zealand when we have a very well thought out, very clear plan from one of our shareholders that then is pushed back on? So it's a, you know, I that's one of those clarity and certainties we'd like from government to understand, you know, do they support aquaculture or don't they?
Tēnā koe, Steve. It's been an interesting conversation. Thanks for sharing some time with us. All the best with the hui over the next couple of days. We'll stay in touch and obviously be looking forward to State of O 2024.
and go the
wires,
right?
And go the wires. You better believe it, mate. Thank you, Steve. Nice talking with you again. Thank you.
Yeah, kia ora, Dale.
See you, man. Steve Tarrant.